Okay, so there's a medrash that says, you know, Eliezer was a shliach, and this week's parsha, he was sent by Avraham to find Rivka. Eliezer, he comes from Damascus, it says in the Chumash. So he's from Canaan. But Canaan, it says Oro Canaan. Canaan was cursed by Noah. But because he was such a loyal servant to Avraham, he left the curse and he became blessed. Because it says when he comes to Lavan's house, they say, Baruch Hashem, he's blessed by Hashem. So even someone who has born with the curse of Canaan can become blessed, can have a Baruch instead of the Klala, because he was with the Tzaddik, with Avraham Avinu. So that's what the Medrash says. So it says here that he served, the Lashon of the Medrash is Sheires also Tzaddik Be'emuna. He served the Tzaddik with loyalty. So the word is that the loyalty is that whatever he did was for Avraham, it wasn't for himself. He didn't let any of his own personal interests in any way influence him. Right. So it says a very interesting thing that Eliezer had a daughter. He was thinking maybe my daughter would marry Yitzchak. I guess she was a tzaddikus because he was a tzaddik, so he raised his daughter to be a tzaddikus. But it's very interesting when he comes to the well, he says, this girl, first girl who comes and gives the water, I'm going to give him, take her. And there's no drash there that he had his daughter. Rashi later on, when he's talking to Lavan and Vesua and all those her family, so there's a drash that he says, I had a daughter. O-C-E-T, I had a daughter, but I didn't take her for them. So the words like this, that when he came to the well, he didn't want anything to go through his head about his own daughter. He was very loyal to his shlichus. So he said right away, whoever comes and fits the test, I'm going to give her to take her for Yitzchak. Later on, after he already chose Rivka, he's talking to the Suwel and Lavan, so then it comes into his head, you know, I gave up my daughter for Rivka because Hashem wanted Rivka instead of my daughter. Once he already did it, and he finished the job with complete loyalty, then already his mind, he had certain, whatever he's thinking about, you know, it could have been my daughter, but it wasn't. But he already did it. So that's what some of the Mefarshim say. Anyway, the idea is to loyalty. Right? So, he says like this, we say, Kel Melech Neman, Hashem is loyal. Who is he loyal to? He's loyal to the Jewish people. We have to be Neman to him. We have to be loyal to him. We are loyal. He's also very loyal to us. We're loyal to him. No matter what happens to us, all the terrible things which happen over the years, we remain loyal. So I always say, I heard this last night actually in a tape from Wolfson. He brings down from Medrash also. Medrash says that the Jews who live in a very, very low, level or generation of destruction are greater than the Jews who lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Because it says in the Pasuk, Rabim b'nei Shomema b'nei Bu'ula. The children of the Shomema, of the destroyed one, are more than the children of the one who's married. So it's a Pasuk in Yeshayah, we say in one of the Haftarah Shevet Nechem. The Medrash says it means that the Jews who lived through the destruction in the Galus, and they maintain their loyalty, their faith, are greater than the Jews who live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you saw So you stayed loyal to the Torah, to Hashem. You saw the miracles, you saw all the blessings. But when you live in a generation of destruction and generation of suffering, this generation of alienation, people don't believe in anything, and you're loyal, so that's greater, the Medrash says, than the Jews of the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it explains a very weird phenomenon, that we're living in a time where Hashem gave us back Eretz Yisrael, and 7 million plus Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very unusual thing. Why didn't that happen in the time of the Rambam, Rashi, from the Gaon, all the great Jews of old years? Well, in the time of the Gemara, they were doing miracles. The Gemara has many stories that this town or that town or this or even the Tchias HaMeisim, the Gemara stories that they were able to bring dead people back to life. So those were great big tzaddikim. Earlier when the Vim, so there was a Beis HaMikdash, there were prophets. So why didn't Hashem give people the land of Israel and have then when they were in Galus? So the answer is because when you're in Galus and you stay loyal, it's a greater thing than if you're in a time where things are rosy and you stay loyal. So because, actually, it's a no-brainer. We went through the Holocaust. It's the greatest disaster in the history of the Jews. Maybe the whole world never had such a disaster. And we stayed loyal. People came out of the Holocaust and kept Shabbos and ate kosher and davened after the Holocaust. So that's why Hashem, within 3 years after the Holocaust ended, 45 and 48, the radio Jewish state, within 3 years, already gave us the country back after waiting 1,800 years because of the loyalty post, of course, the Kiddush Hashem of the Jews in the Holocaust. That's, of course, the biggest chus. But the Jews who were loyal afterwards have a tremendous chus. So that's the loyalty of the Jewish people. And then Hashem Yisbarach is also loyal to us. Why? How is he loyal to us? Kel Melech Ne'eman. Because many times we don't do the mitzvahs properly, and Jews talk of becoming. It's also true that before the Holocaust, after the Holocaust, many Jews stopped keeping all mitzvahs the way we should, you know, Shabbos, kosher, other things. People stopped doing it. So Hashem is loyal. He says, even those Jews now who don't keep the Torah, but I'm loyal to them, just like they are. And overall, the Jews are loyal to me, despite, you know, the things which happened to them, really because of me. So I'm loyal to them when they sort of abandon me. I'm still loyal to them. So that's why we see that Hashem is doing miracles for us, even though nowadays, someone was talking to me the other day, he said from 14 million Jews in the world nowadays, only 3 million keep Shabbos, 11 don't. And he says the 11 are on the brink of assimilation, God forbid. So still Hashem is giving all the miracles, the State of Israel, and this main miracle, and general Jews are very well off, we don't have persecutions, so he stays loyal to us because we're loyal to him. It's a two-way street. He's loyal to us despite our failings, and we're loyal to him despite our sufferings. So loyalty, directly from the Rav of Salvation, he once said he believes the most important trait that the Torah wants of people to have is loyalty. To be loyal to commitments to people and to Hashem. So that's the most important thing, to be neman, to be loyal. Okay. That's why he says, being Shmuel Shmuel says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, says, B'chol Beisi Nemanu. He is wherever, my whole house, God says, means in the whole world, Nemanu. Moshe is loyal. No matter what's going on, he's loyal. Forget Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard life. Many people had hard lives, but they stayed loyal. Okay. So basically, he does everything for Hashem. That's the concept of loyalty. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu, he explains here, Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous opportunities to grow personally. He spoke to Hashem whenever he wanted. But we see that Moshe Rabbeinu spends a tremendous amount of time with the Jewish people. He's talking to them, teaching them, guiding them. During all these times that he's dealing with the Jewish people, he's not developing his own spiritual heights. So he gives up his own personal growth to help other Jews. Why? Because Hashem wants him to help the other Jews. It's a famous Hasidish idea. The Hasidish idea is that more important to help others, because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants all the Jews to be on the page. He doesn't want just a few tzaddikim and everybody else goes off. Hashem much rather prefers all the Jews doing good things rather than a few people doing great things. So those few people who could do great things have to give that up. If they're loyal to Hashem and want Hashem's ratzon, we have to give up our own personal growth or successes in order to help other Jews. Because that's what Hashem Yisbarach wants us to do. That started with actually Avraham Avinu. He had, in this week's Pasha, it says he was had the experience of Gilu Shechina, Hashem was speaking the Be'el of Hashem. Then he sees the three people out there and he has a mitzvah, Achnasas Ochim, says, I give up my own Gilu Shechina to do the mitzvah Achnasas Ochim, to help others, which is what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem basically, it doesn't say, there's no mitzvah, it's a very hard thing to find in the Torah, a mitzvah to have spiritual growth, you know, to have experience. I'm supposed to do mitzvahs and, you know, learn Torah, etc., and live a good life and a Torah life, and of course that's going to create spiritual growth. But we don't find really such a specific mitzvah. It's more of a general thing that it's important to grow spiritually. But they don't have in the 613 something specific which says, have religious experience so much. Something which comes by itself. But the Torah is very clear, to help other people. So, for whatever the reason, Hashem, they decided that, but Hashem decided that Tovas Hatzibur, to help many, what's good for the public, is more important than the individual's growth. So, and this is since Avraham Avinu gives up individual growth, he leaves the Shechina to do the mitzvah of helping other people. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayevid min ahar el ha'am. It's a pasuk, that's what the Medrash says. He left the har. The har is where his own experience with Hashem. El ha'am, to help Am Yisrael. You like that?
Yeah.
That's a very famous, that's an important point. So, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he was very strong in this. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, I had once an experience also with the Lubavitchers about this point. Lubavitcher Rebbe felt that this is so important that he really said that a fellow 19 or 20 should already stop his own personal learning in the yeshiva and go out and be a shliach to help other Jews. And so Lubavitch, you learn, I mean, they're learning till about the age of 20. At 20, they already go out to be a shliach. You're supposed to get married at 19 or so. 20, and then go be a shliach, help Am Yisrael, because Ayur's personal growth will stop at 19, 20. You're leaving the yeshiva, that Mavish Rebbe said, because Hashem wants us to help the masses more important than the individual growing. Actually, this is really sort of a machlokas between the Lubavitch and Hasidus versus the yeshivish Litvish world. Believes very much in the individual growth, that the individual should grow to become as big a Talmud Chacham as he can. So therefore they like a person to stay in the yeshiva open-ended, as long as he can stay till he's 50, stay till he's 50. And then on an average, they want a fellow who's successful and learns well should stay till about 30, you know, gets married. Even after he's married at 21, 22, 23, stays in the kol another 5, 6, 7 years till about 30. You're growing in your Torah. But their shita is, this is not their shita. Their shita is the individual growth maybe is more important than being concerned for the tzibur, but Hasidus is the opposite. Hasidus says that l'mod l'v'lasos, you're learning to do, so the lasos is more important. So the lasos for the tzibur is more important than your personal growth. I once had a discussion with the Lubavitcher Rebbe's personal secretary, Bechotokov Zitzal. I once went down there because I was engaged, so my wife had some kind of a family connection to Rabbi Chodakov, who was the Lubavitcher's right-hand man. He organized the whole thing with the shluchim and everything years ago. So before he went in to see the Rebbe, we had a little meeting with the Rabbi Chodakov. So he says, "What's your plan? You're getting married." I said, "I hope I'll stay in the kollel and the yeshiva." He says, "I don't think so. I think you should get married and then go out." "How old are you?" "So I was 23. He says, 26. He says, "You're 26? So where are you staying in the yeshiva? Go out and help other Jews." So I said, "I don't know, because, you know," I was telling him the regular yeshivish idea. I said, "But if I go to the kollel and I learn more, I was already in the kollel while he was, I continue a few more years, I'll grow more." He says, "You know, don't worry about it," he says to me. He says, "It says that the Hasidim Harishonim used to daven 9 hours a day." So the Gemara says you had it davening 9 hours a day. Torah Matel Elohav, so the Torah. So it says Torasam is Berechas. In the 3-4 hours that they're learning Torah, they get a special bracha that they accomplish much more than a regular person. So they can spend 9 hours in davening and they'll accomplish in the 3-4 hours of learning as much as if they would have davened for 3 hours and learned for 9 hours. To us, the Mizbech, he says, we Hasidim, we know that if you go out and you help other Jews, and you dedicate your life to the Jews, your Torah will have a bracha. You're going to learn, you're going to get an equivalent level of Torah. So anyway, it didn't resonate with me at that point. I was not into Hasidus at that point. So I said it didn't make any sense to me. It wasn't a rational statement. It was mystical. So anyway, I didn't listen to them. But became a Rebbe. A Rebbe also helps other people. But the thing is that what the Shem Shmuel is saying is that from Avraham to Moshe, Neman, being loyal to Hashem, means you want to do what Hashem wants. And Hashem seems to want the masses of the Jews to be on the same page rather than having them fall off the cliff, and a few great tzaddikim. That's not the way Hashem wants it. For whatever the reason is, he wants masses of Jews keeping Torah and mitzvahs more than the few individual tzaddikim. And we can say actually that in a certain way what they're saying has been corroborated, because we have the state of Israel, which is really Hashem's gift to the masses of Jews. Over the centuries, we had tremendous tzaddikim, tremendous individual Jews, and they didn't get the state of Israel. So maybe you could claim, I mean, it's a theory, that we see that the masses of Jews have stayed loyal despite everything that happened to us, including the Holocaust. And we go to Israel, so therefore Hashem gives us this blessing. So that's why Eliezer, even though he had a daughter, and he told Avram, "Ulai lo tova isha, maybe she won't want to come, this lady from the other country." But he had a daughter, so it was hard for him to be so loyal. And he was a tremendous Talmud of Avram Avinu. He knew so much of his Torah. He said, "I have to follow what my master tells me. He wants someone else. He doesn't want me, even though I happen to have developed, but still I still have the curse of Canaan, because the curse of Canaan is in his genetic makeup." That's why Rashi says, "I would like to take you and your daughter, but I'm afraid of the curse. Noach gave a curse, so I'm afraid to have the original builder of the Jewish people, Yitzchak, to go with Canaan. Maybe centuries later we'll have Canaan will come in and there'll be converts and so on, but the founding fathers and mothers have to come from Shem. Now, Canaan comes from Cham, who was cursed by Noah. You have to come from Shem, who was blessed, Baruch Elokei Shvishkan Baalei Shem. God will dwell in the tent of Shem." So the blessing of Noah is still very strong. It wasn't so long after Noah that Avraham Avinu was operating. In fact, he probably he lived a little bit during the time of Noach, Avram. So that blessing and curse was still very strong. Avram says, not the time yet to build the Jewish people from Canaan. Maybe in the future, maybe, but not now. Now we have to be with shame. So he says, I can't use you. I have to go with shame, which is my heritage, and go to the family of shame, my family, back in the other country. So he was very loyal. He did it. He did the job. And so the thing is, he was fixing what Shema Shmuel says was, he was fixing the sin of Canaan and Cham. Because what happened was like this. Why did Cham and Canaan get the curse? Because Rashi says, back in Parshas Noach, he says that there were three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. And when Noach left the Teva, so Noach said, you know what, the world is destroyed. We have to have a lot of people. We have to rebuild. So Noach said, I want to have many more children. I want to have a lot of children. Three is not enough. Let me go to 10, 20. So they were afraid. Cham and his son Canaan were afraid that there'd be more sons, more children. They wouldn't get as big an inheritance as now. Now there's only three people, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. So we don't want more children. So they did something to Noach to prevent it. Say Rashi brings down that they castrated him. It's a crazy thing, but they castrated their father. He shouldn't have more children. So it was a terrible thing. So that's why he cursed them. So they were disloyal to their father. Their father wanted to have more children, so you lose out. But if you're loyal, you do whatever your father says, especially his family. You can do whatever he wants. Just because you're a son, you think you can control your father? You're supposed to let him do whatever he wants. So they were disloyal. So this was the tikkun, this was a chassidish idea that you can fix another aveira. So Eliezer, by giving up his daughter, which is made sense, he's such a loyal student. Who knows what's going on there in Charan? Who knows? Suel and Lavan, they have a nice girl who says, he had a wonderful girl who learned in the Abba Vinu's Beis Yaakov. She's a great girl and he's a tzaddik. So why not take her? But he said, no, he says, I'm worrying about the curse of, it's a mystical thing. There was a curse, Noach made, I'm afraid. I want to deal with shame. Okay, so it didn't make any sense, but he said, my master says that I have to be loyal. So this was a tikkun for the sin of Cham and Canaan. They were disloyal to their father. They were disloyal. And he was loyal, so he fixes it. That's why he becomes a Baruch. That's why in the Pasha, he's told when he gets there, Baruch Hashem. Lavan says to him, Baruch Hashem, you're blessed. Not cursed. He loses the curse. He's fixing it because he was loyal to Avraham. This is what the Shem Shmuel says about it's a big story because the Torah says, Rashi brings it down, the Torah spends, I don't know, maybe 80, 90 psukim going through the story of Eliezer with getting the wife. The Torah repeats the story twice, 40 psukim the first time, another 40 the second time. When he tells the story, he goes through the whole story all over again. So the Rashi brings down, Yafa Sichason Shal Avde Avos Yosem Mi Tarasin Shal Banim. The Torah would refer the stories and this discussion, the storytelling of the Eved, of Avraham, his story, his Sicha, gets more focus, more attention than Torah, than mitzvos. V'adarecha kamochus, three, four words, it's huge. Shemaz Hashem Lekenu Shem Echad gets a few words, it's huge. But Eliezer gets 80, 90 psukim. So what's Taka the Pshat? The Pshat is because he was the original idea of being loyal to Am Yisrael. He was loyal to Am Yisrael. He said, Av Mavinu is the Av. He wants to build Am Yisrael this way. He wants, from the family of shame, I give up everything to follow what's best for Am Yisrael. For me personally, it would have to be much better. I would be Mechutan with Avram and my daughter and his son, it'd be amazing. I give it up for the Tov of Am Yisrael, because he knows what's better for Am Yisrael. So that's the very important lesson. As we go through life, we have to focus what's better for Am Yisrael and what's better for me. So, it's a very tough challenge, because in this age, you're getting ready for career, college, it's a profession. So it's all about me. I'm going to make it, I'm going to get ahead, I'm going to make money, etc., etc. And but we have to understand it's all for Am Yisrael. It's not for me. So you have to think through, step by step, this situation, that situation. Am I putting myself first, or am I putting Hashem first, really? I'm putting Hashem first. I was reading last night the Tanya. Basically, he says in chapter 41, he says that a person the whole day should be meditating on the idea that Hashem is literally above me, around me, sees me, and controls me. And I am, basically, I'm loyal to him. He says you have to think about it. Anytime you're not doing a mitzvah, he says you're supposed to think, I'm in Hashem's presence, and he's the master, and he's the king, and I'm his eved. That's chapter 41 in Tanya. So it should permeate your day, that you are an eved of Hashem. You should literally be thinking about it all the time. But it's basically the Shem Yishmael says that, and that has to control your behavior. Your behavior is one of loyalty to Hashem. And we should not be zocher. It's very difficult nowadays because you're living in the world which pushes the individual, me, me, me. And what the Torah is saying and Chassidus is saying, it's not me, it's Hashem, and what Hashem and what I can do to fulfill Hashem's basic wishes. We should not be zocher to be able to do it.